We've been looking at it for a few years because, you know, as you, we have the cleaning and drying business here, which is very busy for 3 months a year, and we're trying to extend the season for us. There's been people look at it in the past because all the pulses, not all the pulses, but a lot of the peas, faba beans, vetches, and now some people growing lentils, all get trucked to Perth and get containerised. And now that we've got a regular vessel, container vessel, calling in on estimates, we've been doing some work with merchant shipping, and they're really keen to make it happen. So we're really committed to this year to get some boxes on board and see how we can make it work.
You mentioned that this is something that has been thought of before, but it's never really eventuated out of Esperance. Why do you think you're going to be the one to do it?
There's been an issue with the pricing. I think some of the pricing at the Port Authority through the port has been a bit expensive compared to Fremantle, and that's something we're working on. You know, realistically, you would think that that'd encourage some more volume to go through there. And we're committed to offer a reasonable product. You know, we're probably going to offer all the product that goes through pre-cleaned. It depends how heavy we clean it. We've got an option to get rid of the stuff. And the pricing that we're doing now, we think we're going to make it very viable. We're going to offer a service delivered to Singapore or delivered to Port Klang, because that's the circle the boat does at the moment. Once a box gets to Singapore, it can virtually go anywhere, and that's the same price. So, and we're going to offer the service to any trader. We'll probably take some positions in the market ourselves, but if anybody wants to come and pack out of Esperance, they're welcome to come through us.
So you're sort of piggybacking off what is already happening out of Esperance, is that right?
Yeah, well, there's a vessel calling every week and they've got spare capacity. And there's empty boxes here, and there's the facility built now by merchant shipping to actually bring boxes up to food grade. If we can't, we've got the ability to put liners inside them. And for them, if they've got a vessel that's not going out fully loaded, they can virtually do it pretty right. So, well, we're committed to make it work this year. I'm not going to, I think, prepared for the first year to, if we burn a bit of money, we will, to be competitive. But I think once we get the volume up, potentially there's up to 20,000 tonne that could be boxed through Esperance. And if we can get that pricing down, I think, especially now, the price of some of the cereal grains, there'll be people swing back into more legumes next year. Hopefully, by December, January, we'll have the first box on the water.
So is this something, Neil, that's been born out of need or opportunity?
Oh, I think opportunity and need. You know, it's $45 a tonne virtually to get the stuff to Perth. And then once we put it on a truck, you really don't have any control over the quality that goes to Perth. And, you know, I've been working very closely with PACE, that's the Pulse Association of the South East, and they tried a couple of boxes to Penang a few years ago and reckons, you know, it worked out pretty expensive, but we've re-looked at some of that pricing and we think we can do it cheaper. And if we do go up and running, it'll be more employment for some of my people through my plant here, and we think it's just common sense. We've actually gone and invested and purchased another large shed for storage. So we've got the potential to, I think we'll get 4,000 tonne plus in that. So the aim is to put some product in that during harvest, and then as soon as harvest is finished and we've got capacity back at our grain shed, we'll bring some back here.
You talk about that employment. There is some concern that doing this, that you might actually bring everybody from outside and not use the existing staff that are at the port. What is your plan when it comes to that side of things?
Oh, no, we don't plan to do that. I'm not sure how merchant shipping, that's all their arrangement. I think they use the port labour to do their container boxes. I think it'd be exactly the same. That's a question you'd have to ask merchant shipping. And, you know, I'm actually not dealing with the port. My job is just going to be fill the boxes and find the markets. Merchant shipping are handling the shipping side, and they're used to it. So I've had that inquiry that you know, we're going to bring outside labour in, but it's not our intention.
How's the industry reacting to this, Neil, both in terms of the marketers that you're hoping to will use you to box and ship their grain, but also, you know, your mates at CBH, you are a past chairman of the cooperative.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think Mick Dore, the local CBH manager, won't worry if he doesn't have any peas at all, because he doesn't like handling them at all. You know, I tried to buy some lupins back from CBH, ironically, and they wouldn't sell any to me because they reckoned that he was going to put it in a container, which I couldn't quite understand. But I've made the offer to pack for them if they want me to pack. it's just going to come down to pricing. You know, if they prefer to truck them to Perth and pack them through Metro, that's up to them. But, you know, it's amazing since it's sort of become public how many traders have been asking me, but I'll only deal with reputable people because we want to offer a proper service. If we can make it work, and especially now with oats, and I really think there could be a potential for hay, because now with the new balers, there's some new balers out, they can bale them heavy enough to... we're not going to look at that this year, but I'm certainly talking to some people about potential for hay next year.
And what do farmers think about all of this? You've got some kids farming out here in the Esperance Port Zone. What are farmers thinking about, you know, potentially being able to export directly here from Esperance in containers?
Oh, they love it, as long as they get more dollars in their pocket at the end of the deal. Let Dad take the risk, as long as you pay me $5 more for the grain than anybody else. So, and that's normal. But certainly, you know, both of my boys grow a lot of legumes. Certainly the faba beans, there's a real potential for that. And I think there should be potential for oats. You know, there's a lot more oats coming out of Esperance growing now, so... Yeah, if you all realise bulk shipping rates are so cheap, you know, you can't compete with the wheat and barley in the bulk rate. So I don't think CBA should get too upset.
Now, you've got the quarantine tick of approval. What's left to be done between now and January when you said you hope to get that first ship out?
Yeah, well, we've got Aquis. We're all accredited for Aquis. We need to do a bit of training for some of our staffs, and we need to make sure we do it all properly with the fumigation. But we're working very closely with Merchant Shipping on that. So hopefully it'll be good news. So initially we're not going to invest in a lot of capital. We're going to try and fill the boxes with tipping trays. And then if we get our volume up, well, then we'll invest in more capital.